USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iran is denying involvement in attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said earlier this week that Iran is ratcheting up tensions in a volatile Middle East. The president says stay tuned for a big announcement. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
It's going to be a big surprise.
The president making the remark during a Friday afternoon Rose Garden event about health care, although he says what's coming is not related to health care.
Unrelated, but something that's going to have a profound effect on the things that we're talking about and have been talking about over the last 2.5 years. It's going to be something really incredible that'll take place over the next 2 weeks.
The Friday event was to announce the expansion of health care coverage for America's small businesses and workers through health reimbursement arrangements known as HRAs.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
Four Democratic presidential candidates are attending the Black Economic Alliance Forum in Charleston, South Carolina. Those making appearances include Pete Buttigieg, former U.S. Representative Robert O'Rourke, Senators Cory Gardner, and Senator Elizabeth Warren. The Black Economic Alliance was started last year in order to identify and target key policies that are at the forefront of black voters' minds. A judge has rejected Google's motions to throw out a lawsuit brought by fired engineer James Damore, accusing the internet company of discrimination against conservatives, men, and white people. Harmeet Dhillon is representing James Damore. She joins Fox News and discusses the lawsuit.
Well, our lawsuit details an extensive practice by Google senior executives and employees on people based on being just a conservative, being a Trump supporter, or even in James's case, who's not even, you know, he calls himself a classical liberal, somebody who just says that the company should be open-minded and objective about these issues.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Democrats and Republicans on the House Armed Services Committee have agreed to language that would create a streamlined space force. This is a top priority of the president's, and they inserted it into an amendment into the fiscal 2020 defense authorization bill. I had a chance to catch up with Zach Wiener-Smith. He's a space exploration expert and author of a new book, Soonish, 10 Emerging Technologies That'll Improve and or Ruin Everything. I asked him about Space Force and his initial thoughts on what we can expect to see out of this program.
Space Force, the idea of a specific Space Force has been talked about for decades. You can imagine there's some politics that goes into that. Like, you know, space is really the domain of the Air Force, and I imagine they're not happy about having to give up some of that. The thing to realize, as some historians will tell you, space has essentially been militarized since 1957 when Sputnik went up. You know, even if we're not shooting missiles from space, we can shoot missiles into space quite quickly to have them come back. And in addition, especially since the first Gulf War, we use satellite technology for warfare nonstop. So to my mind, it doesn't represent a huge amount of difference in the way we approach space. The fundamental problem with getting to space is cost. We have the technology to go just about anywhere in space. It's just extremely expensive. There have actually been several proposals historically in the 50s and 60s to have a military base on the moon. I think the Army and Air Force both proposed that. It just turns out it's really expensive and not obviously a good idea.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.